Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. Well, I love having stand-ups on who are out there touring the country, because I feel like you guys have a real good vibe of what's hitting, what people are thinking, what people are feeling right now in the country, in the zeitgeist. So it's good to have you on, Blair.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. No, it is a huge service. Somebody has to do it out there. Yeah. And it's a big burden providing joy for all the people in the world.
Can I ask you something, maybe possibly personal?
Sure.
On Twitter, you said you would never fuck a dude who didn't know how to grill again. And I'm curious, what happened? Did you realize some dude you're dating could not throw it down on the grill? Or is this one of those jokey tweets?
None of my tweets are jokey tweets.
They're cries for help.
I think my last two boyfriends, bless their hearts, both incredible people, but I don't think either of them could grill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
You just have to embrace the flame.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I don't actually know how to grill.
Sure.
I have tried it, but right now, like, my focus is perfecting a steak in a cast iron skillet.
Okay, good.
I don't want to depend on a man to reach the heights of luxury.
fantastic.
But yep. I also do feel I need to grill. What I really need to learn.
What's the bar? Because, like, burgers, hot dogs, easy to grill. Chicken, a little trickier. Then once you get to, like, fish.
Well, it's all about how you use it, right? Like, you don't want to overcook your shit on too high heat on the grill. Have maybe half your grill going a little bit lower so you can rest that shit and use some
indirect
heat.
I know. I'm just saying that's a higher level than just, like, throwing some burgers on. What do you need?
Look, obviously, the highest heights are preferred of grilling.
Right.
So what's the highest height for you?
I mean, anything. They know how to do everything. So they're baking and shaking. They're marinating. They're all this shit. But I would take, like, an average standard level is good with me.
Okay.
If they could do chicken and burgers and stuff, I think that
as long
would
as you're
nice.
Literate.
That would make me feel taken care of.
Wow, I love that.
That's nice. Yeah. It was a big, like, over the 4th of July, we had some families over. I was working the grill, and I did a decent job, and my wife was shocked that I did a decent job with a grill, like almost condescendingly.
Wow.
So,
oh wow!
But it was a real turning point. I feel like I got a chip. Like I got a little.
What'd you cook?
Just chicken and burgers and hot dogs and.
See, yeah, if
some,
you if you keep the chicken moist, you know, then you're doing your thing.
Usually, I set the chicken on fire.
Oh
which,
wow! and she's like, "Gather around, everyone.
To do.
Let's taste Jack's shoe leather."
Exactly.
I feel like I don't know why. I mean, maybe if you grow up with a grilling dad, like I associate that with being a man.
Right.
Sure.
But you know, that's just a stereotype or something. But I also my family's really into food, so I associate food with love as well.
Yeah,
of course.
Of course.
My love language.
Should.
One of my deepest love languages. Is food.
My deepest.
Yeah,
love
yo,
language.
Literate in. The love language of food.
What is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Oh, the most recent thing that I was looking up was what does landlubber mean?
Like from a cartoon?
Yeah, like from a cartoon. Like I called somebody a landlubber, and then my friend was like, I thought it was land lover. And then I was like, yeah, that would make a lot more sense.
But I heard it like that as a kid, I feel like.
Landlubber?
It is landlubber. Apparently it's a... It is land lover.
Like a seafaring term?
Yeah, it's a bastardization of land lover. But I like the idea of calling somebody a land lover.
Yeah, land lubbers.
Because fuck land.
Wait, what context?
You called somebody a land lover?
Yeah.
That fucking rules.
Yeah.
She moonlights as a pirate.
I was thinking what I was going to take to the sea.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you... Can you actually set up in the context in which you called someone a land lover?
Yeah. I was like, me and my friend Jane... are moving onto a houseboat to solve crimes.
Uh-huh.
See you later, landlubbers.
Oh, nice.
Wow. And that is an actual, that was the actual use? That was not just
Yeah, and my friend Jane really might buy a houseboat, and we really will solve crimes, so.
Right.
God, you live an interesting life.
What are the fucking questions here? Wait, where is the boat going to be at?
To be determined.
Have you been
sea
on a houseboat?
Crimes or land crimes that you then retreat to
great
your sea
question.
Lair?
To your sea lab.
I mean, I hope like sea crimes. I hope it's
Yeah. Although sea crimes, kind of boring. It's
well,
just
like I'm hoping it's like the
pirates.
An octopus is like, my wife is missing. Help.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Just full cartoon.
Yeah.
Like someone finds you like a message in a bottle and they're like, I don't know what to do with this.
That's what I want.
Someone's lost. Yeah.
Mm.
You're like, power up the houseboat that is not seaworthy at all.
So this is clearly a word that was derived from making fun of uneducated people who worked at sea many, many years ago, maybe?
No, I think it's making fun of people who don't work at sea.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, like you're a fucking land lover. You ain't out here on the seas like
right,
we are.
Right, but then they're changing the way they say it, which is making fun of the way somebody who, it's like saying fucking Yankee. Like,
I guess
that's something that a Southern person would say, and you're making fun of a Southern person by saying it that way. So calling someone a landlubber.
I think it's just how you say landlubber
with
like a pirate accent.
Right. So is that not insulting to pirates? All you pirates out there, let us know. Call in to
we
Daily
got more
Zyka.
Pirate news later. So
oh, yeah, exactly.
Come back.
Yeah. Okay. So this is, as I look up the etymology, first recorded in the late 1690s. Is formed from land and the earlier lubber. This quote, lubber, dates from the 14th century and originally meant a clumsy, stupid fellow. An oaf.
So it comes from like.
So you're like a land idiot.
Huh.
Hey, fucking land, fuck land asshole.
Land moron.
Yeah, land right. moron.
That's
yeah.
what I imagine like all fish think about us. Like, you dumb idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Lubber. I bet if the fish see people drown, they're like, fucking land lubber. Fuck out of here. You should have knew what it was when you got in here.
Right?
Yeah. Flipping around.
Flapping around like a babkin.
Yeah. We're always flapping around like babkins
using
when we're drowning.
Using way too many napkins.
Always using way too many napkins. Molly, what is something you think is overrated?
Overrated. Summer. I hate summer.
Really?
Super okay,
go
overrated.
Into it. What about it?
As a ginger, it is just like I can't tolerate it physically. I can't be outside without putting on so much sunscreen and I hate it.
Right.
So like longer days equal more time I have to be wearing sunscreen.
More night, which is your brand?
More night is my brand anyway, but I also like I'm the person who's like excited for it to get dark early because it means I like don't have to wear sunscreen
right,
as
right.
long.
Oh, so also for that. You, everything in your mind is like how much sunscreen? Every season is
yeah,
a function
like
of how
being,
much sunscreen.
Being outside for me is like against nature. Like I'm not
right.
clearly not meant to be in like a Los Angeles climate.
Right.
And so it's just a fight against the sun all day, every day. But I also just think summer's overrated in general. What's so great about it?
I think it's just because it's born out of like when we're kids and this was when we weren't in school, having to be summer.
I do wonder if we didn't have that, if like we got off during the winter for whatever reason.
Yeah, you'd be like, hell yeah.
Winter time.
Yeah. You do though. You get
Snow's
Christmas,
out.
You get Christmas break.
Right.
And
yeah.
Spring, and spring break.
I mean, Christmas is just dope regardless, but.
But summer, also like August. You guys love August.
I mean, I like going on vacation.
Here's my theory.
I just like vacation. That's right. Really what it is.
4th of July is the end of summer.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
4th of July is.
And then August is what?
Wait, so what happens after 4th of July? What's July 5th then?
It's
fall?
Just like the long, like sloggy part, like the fire season here.
Right.
Yeah.
So everything catches on fire and like the air gets bad and you're not like at the beach having fun. You're just like in your house and it's hot.
Right. And you're from Southern California, right?
Yeah.
So. From the valley, homie.
But then I was like, I got to see what it's like other places in summer, and then East Coast summer, even worse.
East Coast summer is bad.
Southern summer, also bad. Like humidity, bugs, these are like throwing these things
I'll take the dry heat.
Spring and fall fucking rule on the East Coast and the summer sucks.
Right.
But the winter is also pretty bad.
I love seasons, that's where you get.
Yeah. We like seasons because we're from here.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's why everyone's like, yeah, come to fucking Chicago.
Right.
And I'm like, I will.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was in... When I was in Florence, Italy,
yes.
I was speaking with some locals because it was so fucking hot.
Just because you say it in a cool way doesn't mean that you're not saying, when I was in Florence Italy, you simply must go.
I mean, it's yes. But like they were talking about, it was so hot in the summer. I was like, what's it like at winter? Like, oh, it's fucking cold too. I'm like, damn, you get it both fucking ways like that. And they were saying... The one thing that two people were saying is like, you can feel it in your bones. And I hear that when a lot of people say that about different winters.
European winter.
Yeah. I want to know that feeling. And people are like, you don't. And I'm like, well, yeah. I do.
It gets inside your clothes. It's crazy.
Yeah. I thought I wanted to know that feeling. And that's why I went to college in Rhode Island. And then when you do, like, and it was exotic for 2 years. I was like, fucking snow.
Right. It's in my bones.
Seasons of loving. I'm going to go sled every day.
Right.
But then like the third year, it was like it never became spring. And yeah. I was like, oh, fuck this.
You sled to class like every day.
You're like a Russian dissident.
I was just
author,
like, I'm too like, soft for this. Did.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm from California, turns out.
Right.
And now I've been back here long enough. I've like forgotten what it's like to be that cold. But you can never really forget because it is like, once a little bit of snow or cold or whatever gets like in your clothes,
yeah,
like if your socks get wet accidentally,
boom,
you're just fucked all day.
East coast of the U.S. is nothing compared to like European cold. Is there? There's like something wet about it. Like I spent a winter in Ireland, and it's so weird. It's different. I like lived in Boston at the time, and it was way worse than Boston. Because it just like gets inside
gets in your
clothes.
Bones.
Yeah.
Gets in your bones. Gets Look, under your so skin. If any listeners want to invite me to have a cold that will get in my bones,
yeah.
Let me know where to go.
Yeah, you should invite all of us to go leaf peeping.
What is that?
When people go look at the leaves changing colors in the fall.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't think that's what it's called. That makes it sound vaguely
perverted.
In Japan,
they call that hanami when you look at the cherry blossoms bloom.
Yeah, is there like a fall equivalent?
Dude, leaf peeping.
Yeah, leaf peeping.
Yeah.
I feel like there is a word for that.
I like any kind of nature-based tourism or activity that doesn't cost money, but you're just like, we're looking at some trees.
Yeah.
It's
the best.
Like upstate New York, Massachusetts.
What do they got up there?
They got a lot of good trees.
Great trees.
Yeah.
That shit is correctly rated.
Yes.
Not overrated.
Right.
Trees, not overrated.
Thank you.
Maybe even underrated.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I wouldn't go that far.
Correct. Appropriately rated by people 55 and over. But like younger people might not know about that.
Yeah.
Well, they should watch
that
M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Right. Yeah.
Pay respect.
All right, guys. Let's talk about the tortilla apocalypse real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like the sort of thing that would be an online hoax or like a social media rumor. I was hoping. I guess that was wishful thinking on my part.
Because
it turns out,
get your head out of the sand, Jack. This is a fucking problem.
Yeah.
And if you go to Taco Bell like I do, first of all, I didn't fucking get into the Taco Bell hotel.
I know, man.
I even used
a
fucking VPN when I was overseas because I was like, I'm not trying to have them think I'm trying to do this shit, you know, because I was in Tuscany,
I was
in Italy.
Uh-huh.
I was in the European zone.
Going to a Taco Bell over there.
Going to Taco Bell, they'd be like, yo, I'm trying to do my fucking reservations.
Eel
that shit
Taco
sold
Bell.
Out in 2 minutes. Did you guys talk about that?
We did.
Okay.
I was despondent that day.
Well, anyway. So now we hear that Taco Bell is running out of 10-inch tortillas.
Okay. Too focused on that fancy hotel. Should have been focused on their tortillas.
Well, if you look, if you believe Redditor user Taco Bell Blake, who apparently works at Taco Bell, this dude has the Taco Bell T on Reddit, says, and this, look, this guy, you look through the post history, not fucking around. This dude deserves the username Taco Bell Blake, saying the shortage is because they are switching suppliers. And that's what's happening. They don't know how to get all the fucking tortillas in the right spot. This is what Taco Bell said to reassure people. While some Taco Bell restaurants are experiencing supplier shortages, we are working diligently to replenish the supply of our tortillas used for products like quesadillas and burritos in those restaurants, and encourage fans to try any of our other delicious menu items like the Power Menu Bowl or Cheesy Gordita Crunch in the meantime. No, Taco Bell.
Not reassuring Taco
Bell.
That
does not help.
What the fuck?
Okay, also, people did some research. Food and Wine Magazine, shout out to y'all. They looked around. They looked at some of the online menus and locations in different cities across the countries. Some stores in New York and St. Louis had nearly the entire burrito and quesadilla menu grayed out and listed as item not available.
Wow.
So this is fucking really impacting people in real life,
this
IRL,
is impacting
and physical
people's
space.
Lives.
Do you think this is how the revolution will start?
Sadly, it could be.
Between this and, you know, Taylor Swift finding that,
yeah,
that genocide in Yemen connection.
Right.
Wait, what happened? Oh, I don't even
know
this
story. We'll get
to that. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Taylor Swift is mad at Scooter Braun because he bought her masters. And then her fan base was like, oh, he bought them with this group, the Carlyle Group.
Oh. Okay.
They also fund Supreme.
They bought Supreme like three
years
ago.
But they also fund fighter jets in Saudi Arabia.
And if you watch Loose Change, boy, they're like all over that shit. Yeah, I remember like when it came out, I was like, interesting. Okay. What's Halliburton?
So now like Taylor Swift fans are going after the Carlyle Group, which is a great
turn. That's awesome. Great.
And they're all in my mentions all day being like, what do you think she was training us for? Like, why do you think she taught us to spot all those Easter eggs in her videos? It's because she was like leading us to take
down. Her videos have a lot of Easter eggs?
Yeah. And like clues for the fans.
She I mean, I knew like, they were colored like Easter eggs.
She was like, we're better than the FBI. We're going to.
Yeah. She's like, fuck QAnon. It's all the Swifties.
We're
here.
They're like, we're going to come take down all the powerful men. I hope they will.
So, that would be amazing. If that happens, then you know what? I'm getting it tatted on my back. Look what you made me do.
What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated, definitely people who order tuna at Subway. That's a type of renegade personality that I'm trying to surround myself with.
Wow.
Yo.
Yeah.
Blair.
Risk takers.
I knew I loved Blair because that's my fucking shit at Subway.
Look,
and they look at me like I'm fucked up.
It's so funny because some of my closest friends order tuna at Subway and like I would never do it. I'm a food freak.
Yeah, right.
But I appreciate it so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Risk taking it requires.
You have to know thyself.
Right.
No, it's just like taking the pin out of a grenade and casually walking away. Yep. And like I love that about people.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about it. I think a few episodes ago, when we went to Sketchfest or something, I was talking about my trials and tribulations of trying to procure a Subway tuna sandwich at the airport.
Oh,
and I was
right.
Like, what the fuck is this, man? You got a fucking Subway and no fucking tuna? And I'm like, all right, give me turkey then.
But I mean, it should be illegal for you to carry that onto a plane.
That's
fucked up.
Okay, that I agree.
I'm a renegade.
Right.
Hey, like, look, if motherfuckers can fart all day on you, I can eat my fucking tuna sandwich. I'm willing to trade that. Because oh my God, I didn't even tell you. When I got back from Oregon, this dude got out of his seat, and I'm in the aisle, and he went to go get his bag, farted in my fucking face.
Oof.
Did you say anything?
I went, this is what I did. Ooh.
That says it all.
I didn't think the only logical step is I would have been like, hey, my man.
Right.
You farted upon my visage.
Right. Do you think he did it intentionally? Or you think it's just that
No, I get it.
Gas?
Yo, that's why part of me wasn't mad because You know, the altitude fucks your stomach
up. It really does.
Have you ever ripped ass on an airplane?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's, and you're like, if you do it, you're just like, no, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst person in the world. I never wanted to do this to people. I never wanted to do this to anyone.
Yeah. And you do say that out loud before you do it, right?
No,
like,
no.
Like, what, miss?
No, no. I put on my sleep mask and my headphones so no one, I can't know that I'm there.
Well, oh, I think that that's, I think that's the whole reason that they make planes so loud, is so that you can't hear all the farting that's going on. It's just to cover it up. That was a design feature.
When the Wright brothers were figuring out air travel, they're like, well, hold on. We need the sound to be loud to cover our flatulence.
But, I mean, you honestly can't hear most farts.
You can never hear. You only feel them, and you smell them. The other thing I do is I'll take the air conditioner, air thing, the valve.
And
the
fart directly into it.
And I try and do it so it's like directly creating a wall of air, so their farts will be blocked by my air conditioning thing.
Yeah.
It does not work. It's not scientific.
I was about to say,
because diffusion works very differently than that.
Right.
But, you know, that's what it is. And also, like, the other thing is, I look, and I got, some people were coming at me on Twitter because I was talking about someone who was farting the whole flight I was on, and they were nasty. And look, I get you have to fart or whatever, but if you are farting, like, like nasty smelly ones,
right,
you can go to the bathroom, do your thing, or at least acknowledge to me, you're like, yo, look, I gotta be honest with you, I got something going on.
Oh my god, I would hate that. If someone apologized to me, I would be like, I cannot handle this. This
right,
is too
much. Too
intimate, this conversation. Right. I will die.
Blair, I'm sorry for the farts.
Oh my god.
And maybe gives you a long, it's not your fault.
But I love
Blair,
how that you're trying to curate air paths.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
As like some sort of moat in the sky.
Yeah, exactly, right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in-line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. Well, ooh. Tess, I wanted to bring in this quick story because it feels like it's part of your beat as one of the hosts of Night Call. There is more UFO footage, this time UFOs and videos flying over the Grand Canyon. How have you guys been dealing with the fact that there's this footage? It looks like two little white Tic Tacs flying in formation, which puts it in line with a lot of other footage from pilots of Tic-tac looking things
flying
around.
They always look like Tic-tacs.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Tic-tac 2020. Sky Tic-tac 2020.
Sky Tic-tac 2020. Yep, yeah. For president.
But how are you guys dealing?
Well, something that we have been talking a lot about on the podcast is how nobody cares about the UFOs, which is really curious to me because thinking back 5 or 10 years, this would have been... Everyone would have been like, well, we have to figure it out.
Right.
Right.
And it seems it just this information drops. It'll be in the New York Times. It's in mainstream media publications. And people are like, huh, weird.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. I mean, I guess it makes sense. We have kind of enough on our plates. And it seems insane that aliens would choose now of all times to show up.
I mean, maybe they're concerned.
They could hopefully, please help us. Right. It's really bad here.
And we just nuke them out of the sky.
Yeah.
They're like, we brought you the secret to clean energy. Get the fuck out of here.
Go away. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of what we talk about on the podcast just has to do with the fact that there's no kind of curiosity like there used to be about getting to the bottom of this.
Right.
It's just kind of noted and then, discarded information.
Yeah.
And the fact that a lot of these sources have been very credible and a lot of the reports of what's been seen just totally match up and it's,
Right.
It's just really
It's like this
bizarre.
Came off of a fucking Navy jet.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
There. And you're hearing the pilot seem like, what the fuck am I looking at?
Right.
People in the Pentagon are like, we don't know.
It's not just like a couple who own a lot of like parrots and ferrets in the
exactly.
desert.
And selling like, beef jerky
something.
On the roadside.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, yeah, man. They took me.
But yeah, I mean, it definitely kind of opens bigger questions about what we should be paying attention to and what we shouldn't. Not necessarily, I don't think it's necessarily true that we need to right now be paying a lot of attention to UFO sightings because I still think that there are lots of good explanations that are not extraterrestrial about what these things might be.
Ooh, give me one.
What's a good one?
Is
flying and defying the laws of physics? Is it that another country has technology we're so behind on?
Well, that's what I wonder. I mean, that's definitely one possibility.
I only believe that scenario or it's aliens.
Really?
Because I would believe that somehow, just like in the arrogance of the United States military, like some whole other shit just flew under their radar. And they're like, the pun was intended. and they're like, damn, we fucked that one up, huh?
Right.
We should have gave that scientist a meeting.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. It also is... when you think about in context of stuff like the Jeffrey Epstein case and everything, there's so much, it's so easy to become deeply, deeply paranoid about things that are being covered up or sealed or, kept from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see these things, the fact that there could be possibilities that we don't even know about because they're, it could be an operation done by our own government that's just being badly presented.
Right. They're
oh,
guys, you should fly away from big monuments.
Right,
seen in Times Square. It's like,
use the invisible Tic Tacs next time. The invisible orbs. But it's important, I think, to remain curious about these kind of things and to not totally dismiss them.
No, I do sort of, I wonder if there is something too, like we just don't have the bandwidth, like psychologically, yeah. emotionally right now to be like, okay, on top of this, fucking aliens.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, I will accept that that happened,
yep.
but I need to keep rocking because I have bills to pay.
The other big revelation to me from this most recent sort of spate of sightings is, like, I guess the theory was always among the UFO tracking societies that the government was covering something up, and it seems more like the military's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
right,
they're more
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Are you guys covering something
and
up?
And now or? They're, like, opening it up to public, like, scrutiny just to be like, does anybody right. have
We're
any,
crowdsourcing.
Any ideas what's going on here? So
yeah, they've been stonewalled. And I mean, even the way that the media kind of covers it kind of lacks that hunger to figure it out. The fact that these things appear without more kind of in-depth, almost like rogue reporting is interesting right. to me as well. I guess it's just because you assume that if you take the position that they're definitely extraterrestrial and you're going to get to the bottom of it, it's really easy to be dismissed as a crackpot.
Right.
Which, fair, but, you know, at the same time, the fact that this year alone there have been how many credible reports? Like,
yeah,
it's been in the mainstream news more than in previous years.
Yeah, and, you know, there are just all sorts of weird things that are like, yeah, if this was real, that is what would happen. Like a whole rash of sightings, like in the same place, like at the same time, and then they stop happening there, like right. once people mm-hmm. start reporting them and like changing their behavior. It's just very, very interesting times. Like part of me thinks this is the only story we should ever cover, that we should just be a UFO podcast from now
on.
Do
it. It feels so good.
Yeah. That and Big Feet.
Yes, that mm-hmm. and Bigfoot. Big Feet.
Or a trample. I think someone on Twitter was like, a group of Bigfoots is a trample.
It's called a trample.
Something.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know. Do you know them? Do you know that's what they like?
That's how they prefer to
that's
be referred
their preferred,
to.
Preferred.
Yeah, they're like yeah. group designation. I prefer the Big Feets.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think Big Feets is less violent. I wouldn't want a group of me to be called a trample.
See, exactly. Right. And then I would yeah. be on
a
the defensive.
Trample of Tess right? Lynch's.
Yeah, yeah, trample of Tess's.
You start reaching for your pistol because you hear a trample is coming. And like, yeah. hey, a couple Big Feets are on their way down. I'm like,
right.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
like lemonade?
Let's talk about the mainstream media because another white terrorist carried out a murder and it was just called a stabbing.
Yeah. Over the weekend, as many people saw, this 17-year-old named Elijah El Amin was basically stabbed and had his throat slit
yep.
by a white man who, quote, said he felt unsafe because he had been attacked by people who listened to rap music in the past. And mm-hmm. he also said that people who listen to rap music are a threat to him and the community. The suspect said he felt threatened by the music, not the teen himself, so he needed to be, quote, proactive rather than reactive, end quote. Now, proactive seems to be the phrase a lot of journalists are overlooking when describing this killing as anything other than a racially motivated hate crime or far right wing terrorism with their agenda of sort of like purifying the country or taking it back. No matter how you want to look at this, this person was proactively engaging in his own form of ethnic cleansing,
right?
Of his own form of ridding this country of, quote, people who listen to rap music.
Right.
I'm curious if he saw a white kid listening to rap music. Would he have slit this person's
Absolutely
throat?
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people, like so many of the takes, like every time this happens, everyone's like, imagine the roles are reversed.
Right.
Is it a black person
mm-hmm.
slitting yeah. the throat of a white teenager? Listening
oh my
to
God.
Whatever.
This would be the front page of Fox News mm-hmm. for the next 3 weeks.
And the fact that it's literally the second time this exact scenario has happened.
Right,
is
right.
like
People are, yeah.
Fucking insane. Now it's becoming a trope.
Right.
right.
And also becoming like a thing where it's easy to be like, well, is it a mental health thing?
Right. It always becomes a mental health uh-huh. thing when it's a white person killing people yep. racially motivated.
Yeah.
It becomes, well, he was hearing voices and it's like, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, he was released from prison on Tuesday, apparently. And then the murder happened on Saturday. And some people are like, well, we don't know if he needed mental health services. But other places were very quick to point out, like, he was never described as being mentally ill
right.
or anything, mm. like, according to his paperwork in prison. But again, I don't really trust a prison to be the great assessor of people's mental health.
Right.
But again, this is a situation where the media does not want to confront the ugliness in this country, where a child was killed simply for liking a genre of music or was killed because of his presence as a person of color.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not because he was an actual threat of any kind to the people around him in any physical way. It's this idea that the mere presence of a black body in front of white people is a threat to, or is a perceived threat to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So this is the kind of shit that we see over and over again. And another reason why, when I'm like very suspicious of people like Kamala Harris, like backing bills that are increasing the responsibility of police to not use violence or to use body cameras or to, she supported three strikes laws. There are things like that. When you look at that as a person of color, you're like, this is a person who's not seeing what is happening all the time.
Right.
And it's easy to just take the stance of the status quo and be like, oh, well, the three strikes law are there to prevent. It's like, no, it disproportionately affects people of color and puts them in prison for life for all kinds of shit. Yeah. Or that she's like, oh, you know, I'm down with weed. My family's from Jamaica. Cut to her locking up so many people of color on marijuana charges.
Right.
I feel like the stories just get more and more tragic. Like, this shit is just, he would have been 18 in like 2 weeks.
He's a child. The person who murdered him was a man. Like, that's
27
that
years
is
old.
Definitely some shit that would not fly were the roles reversed. I also think the mainstream media needs to acknowledge their role in shit like this. I mean, especially the Fox News of the world. Well, I mean,
they'll never fucking acknowledge that.
But
shit.
I mean, the whole, you know, it's not just Fox News. It's also local news.
Yeah.
It's all news that is disproportionately more likely to report a crime if it's committed by a person of color mm-hmm. than if it's committed by a white person. Like mm-hmm. They are misrepresenting what actually happens in the world to make white people scared of people mm-hmm. of color. Like because they know it, you know, that's what people will tune in for. And, you know, that this is the consequence of that. And, you know, the mainstream media needs to be made to face up to that shit.
And if you really, like, if you want to be on some ally shit, ask yourself, if you see a person of color, if you feel at all threatened by them.
Right.
And how you deal with that stress. Are you doing that because you have been fed a steady diet from the media where black people are predators? And you don't, I don't know.
Right.
They got their systems loud.
Right.
They're smoking weed in the parking lot. I don't know what that means. Like, really even check your own, how you see people or even how other people do. There are times I have to check people who are like, oh, I don't know, that area seems shady or something. I'm like, oh, because
right.
why?
Right.
Like, really fucking, because this is the kind of mentality that starts off very small and then feeds into the sort of like reactions that police have when they have interactions with black people, because they're sort of, mm-hmm. they go into this autopilot mm-hmm. of like, well, I've been fed a diet where this, your presence equals a threat to my existence.
Yeah.
So I will act accordingly.
And this whole, I mean, the whole premise is bullshit, because was this at a gas station?
Yeah.
So if that were true, if it was like, I'm afraid, then you fucking get back on the highway. Like,
sure.
What this man wanted to do, and that's like the Trump thing, and he wanted to be a vigilante because it's like,
I want to be proactive rather than reactive, was his words.
And your whole argument falls apart. It's like, oh, you were afraid, so you want, it's like.
It's like, let's be real. You were looking to kill a person of color.
100%.
You found your target, who was probably smaller than you, whatever. You thought, okay, this is easy.
100%.
And you carried out a murder that you've been planning on doing.
Yeah.
It's really clear.
And you're blaming it on fear. Because it's like, as a woman, and like as a tiny woman, like I get scared a lot of the time and I get the fuck out of there. Like there's no part of this dude that actually felt threatened or scared. Like it's like you said, he went out being like, I'm gonna do a murder.
That's
100%.
And I think to even create the wiggle room in how you report it, I think is so fucked mm-hmm. up and disingenuous. And I mean, if he really was scared, why don't you just do what most white people do and just call the cops?
Right.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
This black person's listening to rap music. I'm sure they're like, yeah, we get it. We get this call a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tess, what's a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Okay, so I think, I mean, at least among my friends, the prevailing wisdom is that ghosts are not real. I'm going to go ahead and say that I recently feel like maybe we're all wrong and that ghosts are real.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's making you feel like that?
A friend showed me that her baby monitor had picked up apparitions.
Okay.
And it didn't just happen once. It happened a number of times, and they just – I'll show you guys later. It looks
no,
like
show
a
me
person.
Right now.
It's going to take a while. Because it's deep in the socials. But it was it's like a woman holding a child. It's like an outline, outline.
Oh, weird.
It's so weird. And then it just kept happening, and then I went down this whole rabbit hole of other baby monitors picking up ghosts. So I believe they're real, but you can only see them on baby monitors.
Okay, can we actually edit this out? And we need to start writing a script for a contained thriller that's all through baby monitor imagery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, totally.
Has that already been done?
It must have already
I feel like that's low-hanging fruit.
One of those paranormal activities has to be a lot of baby monitor activity, right?
I don't know. Zeitgang, if you're a paranormal activity expert, let us know if we're already on well-trodden ground.
Yeah.
Paranormans out there.
Yeah. Paranormans, I think that you could make an entire movie that's just someone watching on a baby monitor as hands come grab the baby.
Oh.
And it's like, you could just stretch that one moment out for 2 hours and watch it, and I'd probably
like just
cry.
Make it extreme slow motion.
Extreme slow. Just react like expressionist. Right. Just people's faces being like,
no. It's the new train coming towards the camera.
It's like, just go in the other room. You're right next to the door.
You can't make it inside.
Just shaking, watching.
Yeah.
So so this apparition was in fact, it looked like a woman holding a child.
Yes.
And then the physical IRL child was in manger?
So this is the thing. No, the child was not in. No, the child was not in the room. The child had just been taken out of the room.
Oh,
it was
shit.
An empty. So that's the thing. Is
so the
some
ghost
of these monitors
thought somebody wasn't looking.
Yeah, the ghost was like, wait a second.
They don't know about Wi-Fi. They're dumb,
they don't
dude.
Know. Ghosts don't know.
See?
Yeah.
That's the one thing we got on ghosts. We're smarter.
Wi-Fi.
We got a lot of things about on ghosts, bro.
We're getting served better ads.
Yeah, I saw a ghost just defecating in the street, not even using a toilet. That's how far behind this ghost was.
Right.
It was like, a toilet? I was like, all right.
J.K. Rowling was lying. They can't just make their, I guess that's wizards, but anyone with magic. J.K. Rowling said that wizards back in the days used to just make their poop disappear.
As a trick or just as a convenience?
As a convenience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the centerpiece of their show. My next trick. No.
Could you imagine though if you could shit your pants?
Right.
Wherever you
want.
Oh,
wanted, I can.
And then just reversed it and gone. Like, no muss, no fuss.
Yeah. I think it
would
have
you do
to.
It?
I think the spell would have to have it disappearing as it passed the border of your asshole, because otherwise it would get on your pants.
Oh, so you set up a black hole by your asshole.
Right.
Yes.
That you shit directly into the void.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a parallel universe, but only for that.
Anyways, try that out, ghosts, who I know are listening.
Set up a black hole by your asshole, ghosts.
It is really weird that baby monitors are like such a half-assed video, like closed circuit TV level quality of video. It's like black and white.
Oh,
and it's like
let's make it scary.
Yeah,
let's watch your baby but make it scary.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're already terrified that something bad's gonna happen to your baby. Why don't we just add a layer of like,
and then they wake up and their eyes are glowing.
Yeah,
like, the fuck.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Sometimes there's glitches where like the baby appears to be frozen and then the tape kind of speeds up. Have you ever?
Oh, yeah, it's like laying down.
And then it does super fast, like zombie mode baby for a second while it goes down. It's crazy.
Yeah, like that crawling baby. Yeah.
Oh my God.
From the meme.
So that's the whole film. It's a contained thriller. Everyone's watching all this wild shit go down the baby monitor, and it turns out they're high. Plot twist.
Right.
Oh.
There you go.
All right. Well, it sold itself. Hello? Lionsgate? Yes.
All right, let's talk about this New York Times advertorial.
Yeah.
Suspected advertorial.
Well, the headline is this. Fatal accident with metal straw highlights a risk.
I saw that.
That's a powerful headline.
Yes. That is going to be the most popular article of New York Times' year.
Yeah, until Barry Weiss tries to normalize some kind of weird fucking monster.
Right,
but until then,
metal straw, warning.
So
this is from the article. A British woman was impaled by a metal straw after falling at her home, a coroner said in an inquest this week. The woman, who is 60, who had a disability, fell and sustained a traumatic brain injury when the 10-inch straw pierced her eye. And I could go on, but apparently she was rushed to the hospital and then passed away later on. It was like in a sort of mason jar style. I like how they're really specific too. They're like,
I mean, they put a photograph,
Kilner style cup.
Right.
Jesus.
So that's a shot at Big Mason Jar, too.
I mean, so the question I have from this is, do, because this probably has to be about as common as a pen, right? Like, or a screwdriver or any other metal thing that
way
is
less
that
common,
size.
Well, I guess it's different because maybe because of the nature of a straw, it'll always somewhat be vertically oriented. Like a pen is always going to lay flat on a table. Like if you had a
well,
cup,
when you're using it though,
sure, but you're not going to be like using a pen and then like be like, oh,
right,
and then
right,
fall eye on down onto it.
Well, sure, nobody has ever put a pen in a cup.
Sure.
So,
yeah. Well, I don't know. Look, this is becoming a very interesting debate now. But they did say that the woman who passed away, she was a former jockey, I believe,
right,
and had like scoliosis and some other injuries, and they also had some substance abuse issues. So it's not quite clear. I mean,
right,
that's why it's sort of a weird story to me, where it's like,
well,
she.
See? That's what we've been saying. That's what we've been saying.
That's
what
over
we've
been
here
saying.
At Big Plastic Straw, you know,
yeah,
you got to watch out. But that's what I'm wondering is, does this really highlight a danger, or is this a freak accident that happened? I guess the one thing that I could see possibly making metal straws more dangerous than other metal thin long cylinders is that you get drunk through it, so you can. You might be around it more often whilst drunk.
If you're getting that fucked up, I don't know how earth conscious you are.
What do you mean?
Like if someone's like, you know, is that metal straw? Nah, you got a fucking pile of plastic.
I just drink out of a cup.
Nah, just fucking, you don't want to drink that. I don't know if you've seen the fucking gyre in the Pacific Ocean. That's why I have these bracelets on. Each bracelet is a pound of ocean plastic removed. So I'm the one ocean bracelet is what I'm buying.
Real quick, Paul, what's better bus, Peter Pan or Greyhound? What do you think?
I'm going to go Peter Pan because I've heard some grisly stories about Greyhound.
Yeah.
There was that story about in Canada, like a guy took over the bus and sawed off a person's head.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that by
and there
that
was,
alone.
There was nothing in the Greyhound policy against that.
There were no repercussions.
Was that in Canada?
It was in Canada.
Was that coming out of Winnipeg, I think?
Yeah.
Because there are always wild stories about Winnipeg. Shout out
Jesus.
To Winnipeg.
Yeah.
John
anyways.
Candy was attacked by a man wielding a chain. In
oh God! Underrated weapon.
Yeah, like just a fucking like loose chain. Like
yeah.
He's like, hey, you like jokes? And like
really?
Came at him. Yeah.
Why? Why do you know that? Because I was that man.
Because I was that boy. I'm friends with his family.
Oh wow.
we met in Italy.
Of course, where else?
Let's talk about the new John Candy.
In Italy, he's actually...
I'm sorry, hold on. I thought you were going to ask me my favorite bus company.
Real quick, would be
Regiojet, the great regional bus of Italy.
Did you know when John Candy goes to Italy, they call him John Prosciutto? I'm sorry.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you win.
Okay.
Wait, John Prosciutto?
Why Prosciutto?
I did it again. I thought you were talking about John Hamm. When John Hamm goes to Italy, they call him John Prosciutto. Leave it in.
No.
They need to. No, please cut it out.
You don't deserve this.
You mean.
Blake, your record is better than
this. He would actually be Gianni Caramella.
Yeah, that's Gianni good. Caramella.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Edit that in.
Yes. Do you want to do the joke so we can.
No.
I think
this
in. I don't think I've heard
pretend it. We're going to do it and pretend you get another chance right now.
Okay. Did you know when John Candy goes to Italy, they call him John Prosciutto?
Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck you, Blake. This motherfucker, get him out.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
And we're back. Finally, we want to talk about the latest offering from Villa Italian Kitchen. Is that how we're pronouncing that?
Yep.
Or Villa?
Let's call it Villa.
Let's go with Villa.
Okay, cool.
Aston Villa. I didn't know. I'm not familiar with this establishment. Have you been to a Villa Italian Kitchen ever?
I don't believe so.
They're spread out across the United States. There's like 2 in LA. So, you know, you'll have to forgive me for not having been to what seems like just a step maybe above or below Sbarro.
I'm picturing a Sbarro.
I wish I could.
Yeah. And so they have introduced an offering that's just all crust.
Hell yeah.
So you can go to them and order a little, like, you know, like the little slice, triangular slice containers. But filled up with pieces of crust.
And it does look like these are pieces of crust where the pizza has been eaten off of it.
Yeah, because it got a
little
bit of
cheese. I was about to make that joke.
Yeah.
But it does look like that.
It does. Look at the picture. Like, there's got the little cheese and, like, the red part, like, on one side, which it's a very, you know, my wife eats my crust sometimes.
Does she?
Yeah. And
because she likes it, or she has that, like, immigrant kid habit of being like, don't waste that food.
No, she likes it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Sometimes, like, because I'll get, like, more pizza than her, and then she'll be like, all right, I'll take those crusts off your plate.
That's a healthy marriage.
Yeah. But
I'll have your leavings.
I feel like that's a very intimate thing to do. And then
eat someone's crust?
Yeah. And then, I mean, they're clearly just taking this off of people's trays and putting it. Obviously,
it does, but it does look like that.
It,
like,
does,
if you told me
like
that's what was happening,
there's like a separate trash can for crusts.
the crust can.
Yeah. And then Tommy takes it out back and, like, gently cuts out the bite marks.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
Yeah, these are. But the way they said it to the press, they said, to make the crust, we use our handmade fresh dough to create the outline of our famed Neapolitan pizza. Our staff of crust experts delicately position splashes of sauce and cheese around the outline, which is then baked to its golden brown perfection. So I think they're just making rings of dough and then kind of sloppily just giving you that effect of, like, errant bits of mozzarella and marinara sauce on there.
God, how fucking bored can you be to come up with that goddamn idea? Just crusts.
Well, yeah, when you go to their website, the first thing they also advertise on there is their gender reveal lasagna.
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Sure. Gender reveal lasagna?
Let me read you this fucking, tidbit like from the place. Villa Italian Kitchen
their
website.
They're divorce mozzarella sticks. Just all these weird themed
divorce party mozzarella sticks.
Oh my God. It says, when it comes to announcing the gender of a new baby, Americans have seen everything from pink and blue cakes to balloons to explosions. Well, almost everything. Joining in the fray, we are thrilled for the addition of an exciting new catering package to our robust lineup of mouth-watering menu items. The world's first ever gender reveal lasagna, available now. The Gender Reveal Lasagna Catering Package features one cheese lasagna with a secret pink or blue interior, a tray of Villa Italian Kitchen's famed garlic rolls, and a choice of either a garden Caesar or Greek salad covered in motor oil for just $139.99.
It so, pairs well with our child services raviolis.
Yeah, just, yeah, the CPS just came calamari. Yeah, I don't know. Again, fucking, does anyone want to eat a fucking blue lasagna?
Or pink a pink one.
Pink is at least closer to tomato sauce.
Right. Well, yeah.
Unless you have like a bolognese lasagna where they don't use tomato
sauce. Like a vodka sauce or something.
Been to Bologna. Right. But the...
Have you met my Italian co-host, yeah. Mr. Miles Gray?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I fly back to Italy.
So knowledgeable. Cultural. Thank you for sharing your life experience with us.
I just call it knowledge. That's kind of wisdom.
That's kind.
But yeah, I think... But yeah, blue is so off-putting. Like, blue is only acceptable as an ice cream to me.
Mm.
I'll eat a ice blue ice cream.
Or a beautiful sky.
Or a blueberry.
Oh, good. I mean like artificially, goddamn.
Ice cream and that's candy, I guess.
Candy for sure, yeah.
Yeah, blue raspberry.
Yeah, dulce, yeah, I'm fine with that. The candy's being blue. Mm-hmm. Gatorade.
Yes.
Mm. Riptide Rush.
Yeah.
Riptide Rush is the blue one, right?
Yeah, yeah. Cool Blue, I believe is another.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese. Mm-hmm.
Blue cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's... Just not lasagna. Like, yeah, you don't do things where you're interfering with the natural order, like the colors.
Right. I mean, this is like St. Patrick's Day because my people can't cook. They just like dye different foods green.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like, here, you like normal spaghetti, but what about spaghetti that
looks
tricks
rotten.
Your brain into thinking it's rotten? Yeah.
Just like the snake St. Patrick drove off of Ireland.
Right. Exactly. All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. It means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.